Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for October 15th, 2012. Encrypted News, an outdoors enthusiast who creates hunting and other instructional outdoor videos, among other things outdoorsy, stumbled upon some Bigfoot tracks while camping in a secluded area somewhere in Texas. The tracks, measuring 12 to 13 inches long, were pressed very deep into the mud, and the man's friend, who weighs 385 pounds and wears a size 14 shoe, could not push his foot deep enough into the mud to recreate the print. There seems to be several holes in this story. One of the reports I read stated that there were indeed other campers at this secluded campsite. The man's friend has large feet. Maybe he was walking around at night without shoes. And just because he couldn't push his foot into the mud does not give any credibility to the prints. A shoe would be harder to push deep into the mud than a barefoot, or a Bigfoot foot, or even a human foot, for that matter. And the mud may have dried and would be harder to penetrate than mud that held more moisture. Well, we'll stay tuned to this story. The Falcon Project has released a press release stating it is ready to search for Bigfoot. The 45-foot helium-filled unmanned airship will carry extremely high-resolution and thermal imaging cameras in order to find evidence of Bigfoot. Dr. Jeff Meldrum has been named to coordinate the search for the project. While they may not find Bigfoot, I'm sure they will create plenty of UFO sightings with the large, slow-moving airship. And in UFO news, Israel has apparently shot down a UFO. The object flew in from the Mediterranean Sea on October 6th and forced Israel to close down their airspace. There is no word on whether anything was recovered from the downed object. There is speculation that this is merely an unmanned drone sent by Hezbollah, the Lebanese Shiite militia. On Wednesday, October 10th, another object was detected over Israeli airspace and forced another shutdown of their airspace. Again, no word on what the object was. In ghost news, well, it looks as if we'll finally have the elusive proof of ghosts that we have been seeking for over 130 years. Zach Bagans and his two shadows will debut some new equipment in their upcoming Season 7. Yes, that's what I said, Season 7 of Ghost Adventures. This new equipment will include a 3D Kinect motion tracking system, which tracks and captures images of manifesting spirits, new shadow detectors, and new full-spectrum cameras. I can certainly guarantee they will capture something. Maybe not ghosts, but this will certainly potentially fuel ghost hunters around the world to think that they need technology in order to see or capture evidence of ghosts. In other news, a BBC crew was filming for an upcoming show, UFO Conspiracy Road Trip, and pulled up to the Area 51 site in Nevada. Noticing no guards, they decided to walk into the facility. Something I guess any of us would do, right? They walked about 30 minutes until one of the crew noticed guards eating lunch in a guard hut. The guards reportedly noticed them but did nothing. And then one of the crew went up to the hut and knocked on the door. The guards then immediately ordered the trespassers to the ground, where they were held at gunpoint for 3 hours while background checks were performed. Is it really this easy to get into Area 51? Supposedly, they were told that their presence was known about all along from sensors. One of the crew mentioned seeing nothing but a tarmac, but only walking a half hour, they would have been several miles from the actual base. And conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings. October 25th, join the Alameda Paranormal Researchers as they raise money for the USS Hornet Aircraft Carrier Education Department. The event will be a live pre-investigation party and will host footage of their evidence, equipment check, and education, and much more. The event is on Thursday, October 25th at 7 p.m. at the White Horse Bar in Oakland, California. See AlamedaParanormal.com for more information. Join John E. L. Penny for the Realm of the Weird, Ghost Hauntings and Spirits on Saturday, November 3rd in Winchester, Virginia. See johntenny.eventbrite.com for more details. And as for me, I'll be speaking at the Community Library in Sunbury, Ohio on October 29th at 7 p.m. And then the following night, just down the road a few miles on October 30th at the Westerville Public Library, also at 7 p.m. And that one, I'll be there for the fourth consecutive year. And then following that, I'll be at the Grand Dark Conspiracy Halloween Party. Looking forward to that. If you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Somewhere Down in Texas, performed by Jason Boland and the Stragglers from the Pearl Snaps album from the label Sustain Records. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com on Facebook and live every Monday and Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you in the chat room, and I'll see you next week. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.